Welcome to Inside Ag. I'm Greg Deering. Today I'm joined by Stacy Wirtz, who's a member of the 12th class of Leadership KFB. She's here to talk about her most recent experience with the class in Topeka. Stacy, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Starting off, just tell us a little bit about yourself, how you started in agriculture.
Sure, yeah. I actually had to kind of dig a little deep on this. So to start off, I grew up just north of Randolph on my parents' row crop and cattle operation. And honestly, I really thought it was the most normal thing in the whole world. Our place was the place everybody hang out. It was where we could play in creeks and make forts. And obviously, my grandma's food was the draw and something that my friends still constantly talk about. They laugh about the fact that she would call at 6 a.m. sharp to see if we were going to be around for lunch. And again, those times, that was pretty ordinary. But now that I'm juggling kids and cattle and calendars, I kind of catch myself doing the exact same thing. Then if you fast forward a few years, well, several years later, Brian and I got married and we bought our first own little operation. It was a house, barn, arena, and a little bit of acreage outside of Riley. We call it our starter kit. Later, we had the chance to buy some acreage west of Randolph, and that's where our operation lives today. We sold our first place, and we have since then put all of our energy into building something that we feel like is going to grow with us. Both Brian and I grew up in agriculture, and that shows in how we raise our kids and honestly all the decisions we make. His biggest goal is to leave them an opportunity, not the pressure, but just truly the chance to step into it if they would like. And not that it makes it easy, but it does help us guide with a lot of our decisions on the operation. Our operation has evolved a lot over the years. Today, we farm, we run cattle, we provide custom feeding, and we operate a manure hauling business. It's a long ways from where we started, but I can say that we've tried very hard to be very intentional with each of our moves. In agriculture, it didn't just shape like this part of the career, but somehow it's kind of made its way into every quarter of my life. I became more involved in Farm Bureau, extension boards, Kansas livestock groups, and other ag-related committees. We also own a salon and event center in Leonardville, and the rural life and ag life very much shows up there too. Most of my salon clients were your local guys and gals that were thrilled to swing in and get a haircut at 9 p.m. And the event center, it houses, you know, your FFA chapters, Farm Bureau events, seed, any community organization. So rural and agriculture has very much been the support system in every part of our life, which is kind of funny because honestly, I never intended my career, my personal career, to revolve around agriculture. My personal life has already been wrapped around the weather and the markets. I didn't feel like I needed that in my day job too, but clearly God had other plans. So most of my career has actually ended up in ag, from the time that I worked at Farm Bureau Financial Services and Frontier Farm Credit to even now through One Iron, which is a coaching business that my husband and I own and operate. And agriculture just constantly shows up there with my coaching, strategic planning, communication, decision making. I use all of those things. Again, all stuff that kind of took for granted growing up. And there's one thing that I've learned a lot through all of it is that I'm really good at coaching people on what not to do, because most of what we've made are fair share of mistakes along the way. And it turns out the trial and error makes for, I guess we'll call it, excellent professional development. We'll put it that way.
You've rattled off a long list. Sounds like you wear about 15 different hats on any given day. What made you want to add being involved with Leadership KFB on top of all of that?
So honestly, you kind of just summed it up. About a year ago, I kind of dove a little deeper in the fact that I was just getting too strung out, right? We have four kids. As you can imagine, I do the books and everything for a lot of our operations and our businesses. And I needed to be able to say no, but be more intentional. I still wanted to be involved, but I wanted a direction. And so that's the reason I apply for that. I have a good understanding of ag in my own little world, and that is it. And I got to know a little more of it at Frontier Farm Credit, but I wanted to know it at a higher level, from the ground roots to who's supporting us at the federal level. And I just didn't have that. So I slowly started removing myself from other items that maybe other people could step in and help out with, and being more intentional with my time.
And speaking of Leadership KFB, you recently completed the second session, which was in Topeka. How did that go?
It was good. It was really good. I honestly was trying to pinpoint my favorite part, but they do a great job of structuring it all. And I can't say that I had one. I was able to meet with Bill Bloom and Brad Starnes, and those things were wonderful. I had a much better idea of truly understanding what they do. So just overall, the experience was fantastic.
Had you been to the Capitol before in an advocacy role or even just as a visitor?
I had. It was through Farm Bureau last year with our local county. And I can tell you, I got a better feel for it at that time, but I was truly pretty clueless going into it of what to expect.
What's been most surprising about your leadership KFE experience thus far?
This one's an easy one for me. So I was able to sit in on a panel, and it had your Matt Teagarden from KLA, and they had someone from soybeans and wheat and everything. And I feel like a lot of times with ag, we seem to be very divided. You know, like you got your crop guys, you got your cattle guys, and all of them sat on that panel. One acted like siblings, you know, they're poking back and forth and having fun, but they truly stay connected because they all know that we have to support each other. And it was just extremely interesting to see how they work and function and make sure that they're there for each other.
I like how you mentioned that it's like siblings. We refer to it as the barnyard here. Everyone has their own policy positions, but at the end of the day, we understand that we're working towards something much larger than our individual groups. So, and that was during the first session that that panel was, correct?
Yes, that's right. Yep.
What about some of the upcoming sessions? I know Leadership KFE is a year-long program. What are you most looking forward to as you go on the rest of this journey?
So full disclosure, I've never been to Washington, D.C. So that one's an easy one. I'm excited for that. Very excited. I also really enjoy seeing the different types of operations. So just from what little I've heard, Western Kansas, when we go out there, is going to be fantastic. So yeah, it's kind of a toss up, but I'm going to go with Washington, D.C.
And DC is coming up
That
this
one's actually
session.
not till September.
Okay. So September. So you got a little time there. You'll get the kids back to school and hopefully everything goes smoothly with all of that.
And hopefully I'll have better questions to ask and be able to advocate a little better by then too.
Anything I haven't asked you that you want to mention about the program?
I just have to say how fascinating it is. Like I talked to several people that had either been in it or heard about it, and they talk very highly of it, but I don't think I had a good understanding of just how much knowledge you receive and just the network and connection of people. I just can't say enough about it.
Stacy Wirtz with Leadership KFE Class 12. Stacy, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
If you've enjoyed the podcast, please give it a like and share it with others. I'm Greg Deering, and this has been Inside Ag from Kansas Farm Bureau, the voice of agriculture.